Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show here on this Thursday, October 23rd. What do you guys think about this New York City's mayor race? This Mamdani, communist socialist, unbelievable charm, unbelievable smile. The man can talk. Leading right now in the polls to become the next mayor of the city of New York. New York City. Free food, free bus rides, going to tax the rich an additional 2% city surcharge, income tax. Absolutely hates the police. Just a few short years ago, he called for defunding the police. Well, the guy's leading in the polls right now. Kind of interesting. Former governor Mario Cuomo running against him as an independent. And then Curtis Sliwa running as the Republican. Now, there's no way the Republican is going to win that race. Even though, in my opinion, he's the best candidate to be the mayor of the city, it's not going to happen. And Cuomo is almost as bad as Mamdani, except he at least isn't a known communist socialist. Ran as Democrat to be the governor and now has to run as an independent. Why? Because of rank choice voting. Rank choice voting is what gave Mamdani the nomination for the Democratic Party. So, what do you guys think about what's going on in New York City? And a better question to even ask, is it going to be spreading to other towns? That's the real question to ask. One of the things that we're looking at, that they are in fact one of the main trends of what's going on within the Democrat Party. And who is the new leader of the Democrat Party? Many folks in the media thinks it's the New York City Congresswoman, AOC. Cortez, of course, came out very early, and endorsed Mamdani after his victory. Question's going to be, who is actually going to be their new leader? And the next question, is this the direction the party's going for next year's midterm elections of 2026? Far left leaning candidates running as Democrats. So we'll keep an eye on that, but it's going to be an interesting race. And I think Mamdani's actually going to win. Horrible for the city of New York, but actually a benefit to other states, because rich people are taxed to death already in New York, and I think this will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. You hit them with another 2% surcharge income tax, that's it, honey, we're out of here. Sell the house, sell the apartment, whatever, we're gone. Florida could see a huge migration of New York City residents. Only problem with that, they'd bring their liberal values and their Democrat status. Yes, they could bring it to Florida. So we'll see where this goes. One of the last things that we want to get into here in Lansing for today's show. And this is kind of interesting because one of the stories I talked about earlier is the Army Corps of Engineers expecting to finish the permitting process potentially this fall. The last permit isn't going to be issued until next fall, claiming that this last permit would not be decided until October 1st of 2026. Well, now another story comes out today claiming that Enbridge is asking for President Donald Trump to get involved and put pressure on the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy here in the state of Michigan. National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System Permit. Claiming these permits, or this permit, will not require public comments until January and conclude of March next year. Then after the public's comment period is over, they would then have 6 months before issuing the permit. Well, Enbridge is claiming that that's too long, asking the Army Corps of Engineers, the President of the United States, to put pressure on Michigan's department within Eagle. So, kind of interesting short story. Just wanted to get you that update. As I talked about my support of the new tunnel project, absolutely agree with them 100%. And one thing I keep saying over and over again, had this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and Dana Nessel, the attorney general, not had been fighting all the way since 2018, this tunnel project would have been built. It would have been in operation already. But, again, not going to happen potentially until next fall, unless the Army Corps of Engineers and the president gets involved here at the state level. Warren Police Commissioner. This is kind of an interesting short little story. Warren Police Commissioner wants his dispatcher's legal claims to stop. A lawyer for the Warren, former Warren Police Commissioner William Dreyer, told a federal appeals panel today that a district court wrongly revived retaliation claims filed by a former city dispatcher. Attorney Rachel Baldamenti argued that the lower court's decision was based on disputed facts rather than established legal standards for qualified immunity. This case centers on claims by Linda DeVoot, a former Warren Police Department dispatcher. She alleges that the former Warren Police Commissioner retaliated against her after she sued the city over workplace policies, which discriminated against women. DeVoot and several female dispatchers sued back in March of 2020, alleging that the department required female dispatchers to search female arrestees, while male dispatchers were not subject to the same rule. Lawsuit was dismissed after a bench trial in February of 2023 by a U.S. federal district judge, George Stee. After the lawsuit was filed back in 2020, originally, the city launched an internal investigation and found that DeVoot violated law enforcement information network rules. She was fired, but later rehired at a lower rank and at a lower salary. Court records show that the Internal Affairs investigation found DeVoot had not violated any lien rules. Dreyer maintained the alleged violations carry criminal liability, even though no charges were filed. DeVoot filed the second lawsuit December 2020, claiming Dreyer and the city administrator retaliated against her for exercising her First Amendment rights. So the case continues, and we'll be watching this because it has to do with her First Amendment rights, as well as some sexist bias by the Warren Police Commissioner. It's currently going to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, and the ruling will be forthcoming in coming months. So, again, we'll put it back on the list. We'll watch it and see where this goes. We do have a couple of events coming up that I want to mention. This Saturday in Gaylord, the first Homesteaders Expo is going to be held on this Saturday, the 25th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Fellowship Church on West Street in Gaylord. So if you're interested in that event coming up this Saturday, text me Expo. And I'll send you the flyer. Also, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday, November 2nd, Liberty Mountain USA is going to be hosting the 9th Congressional District Republican Youth and Turning Point USA, as they are going to do a life memorial for Charlie Kirk down in Clare County, Farwell, Michigan. Text me Kirk, K-I-R-K, and I'll send you the flyer as well as the YouTube video so you can hear the commercial and get all the information. Especially plan on bringing young people to it. Kirk, K-I-R-K. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 231- 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. One of our listeners, Michelle Durst, has negotiated with Lamar Outdoor Billboard Company to put up a billboard in Sheboygan. It's going to be at the M33 Junction. She sent me a picture of the artwork. Basically, he said, Randy, if people want to help donate, I'd greatly appreciate it. If not, she'll be paying for this out of her own pocket. Large billboard in Sheboygan has a picture of Charlie Kirk the day he was shot in his Freedom white t-shirt, raising his hand, waving to the crowd, and it says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Charlie Kirk, 1993 through 2025. And she said that Lamar required a paid-for-by disclaimer. She didn't want to put her name on it. She didn't want to put any of her friends' names on it. So she called me and she said, would you mind if we said paid for by the friends of Trucker Randy Bishop? And I said, sure. I already have the target on my back. What's another one? When I've got this many on my back right now, just sure, go ahead, put my name on it. If you're interested in seeing the billboard, text me billboard. I'll send you the picture. And I'll also send you the phone number to Michelle. If you want to talk to her about perhaps donating or help raising money for it, you can talk to Michelle. I have no idea what the cost is. She's handling all of it. I just authorized her to put my name on it. So again, if you'd like to support her effort, she plans on moving it around the area of Sheboygan over January, February, March. If you're interested in helping, you want to see it, text me billboard and I'll send you the picture and send you her phone number. Now, one other thing that I definitely want to mention is that we are currently running the commercials for Patriots Relief, the very high quality CBD products by Tim Roberts, his family. Well, if you're interested in getting a special discount, you can give them a call, 800-230-1776. I want to make sure I get that number correct because they are going to be giving special discounts for Christmas. They are offering gift packs. They are offering all kinds of gift cards. things that you can do to give is stocking stuffers. So again, yes, 877, correct phone number, 877-230-1776. Give them a call. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. They'll give you the Trucker Randy discount and free shipping. The website, of course, patriotsrelief.com/trucker. And you'll get my discount if you order online, or better yet, give them a call, 877-230-1776. We've had a conflict on having Tim on the show on Fridays based on all these new political campaigns that are coming. They all want the Friday slots. So for now, we're just running the commercials, but you can still take advantage of the discount and the free shipping. Tim and his family, great patriots. Absolutely appreciate them and the products that they have. They truly work. Absolutely stand behind these and endorse them 100%. Let's see, cleaning house here. I think I got all the text messages in from you guys today. Greatly appreciate that. Prayers for Robert in Sheboygan. He's got some fractures in his spine. He's going to see the back doctor today. So pray for him. Everything goes well. I talked to Dave Adrema. He said his surgery went well. He's still dealing with some E. coli infection, but continue to pray for his back, his full recovery as well. Greatly appreciate if you do that. One last thing we're going to finish up with today. We've got a great show lined up for you tomorrow. Carla Wagner will be on the show. We're going to be doing an event at the Iron Pig on Monday, October 27th. Carla is going to be coming on tomorrow morning with us to talk about it, get an update on the petition drive, as well as her run for governor on the Ask My Tax platform. So we'll have that conversation with her tomorrow. So, again, Ax, I'll send you her phone number and the link to the website. Media, you want to help out with the radio and TV ads that we're doing for it. Text messages going out, hopefully, later today. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan.